We're back on the case.
What do we do now?
What we always do, Jim. Follow the evidence.
And it's time for some resolution.
I don't want any ill will between us going into this Chinese New Year. I really don't.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, October 6th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies, but first, your entertainment headlines. Bailey Bass is trading out Navi Blue for vampire fangs. The young actress, who will play one of the next generation of Pandora natives in James Cameron's upcoming Avatar sequels, has been cast as Claudia in AMC's Interview with the Vampire series. Bass will step into the role previously occupied by a young Kirsten Dunst in the 1994 film version of Anne Rice's novel. EW has a few exclusive first looks for you, including One Day at a Time reboot co-creator Gloria Calderon-Kellett's upcoming Amazon Prime Video series With Love, about Diaz siblings Lily and Jorge, who are on a mission to find love and purpose. Debuting December 17th, each of the show's 5-hour-long episodes is set during a different holiday. Another first look is at the crop of drag children who will vie for a slice of the expertise, attention, and guidance of some of the fiercest matriarchs in the industry as part of the Call Me Mother Season 1 cast. Former RuPaul's Drag Race contestants Peppermint and Crystal team with drag legend Barbada on the Out TV series, which aims to find the first child of drag from among 10 diverse contestants pursuing the chance to join one of the royal trio's drag houses over the 8-week competition. You can find both of those first looks at EW.com, and while you're there, be sure to check out the cover of our November issue featuring Kristen Stewart, who stars in the upcoming movie Spencer, about Diana Spencer, aka Princess Diana. In EW's cover shoot video, Stewart explains why she wanted to portray this troubled but beloved woman.
Before I was really well researched, or before I really knew that I could do this, I said yes based on a sort of hunch and based purely on the fact that this was sparkly and attractive and ambitious and big. I then read the script and it was very, very concisely drawn, and it covers 3 days of her life that is kind of ambiguously placed over the course of one or two Christmases, a moment of pressure and chaos and trauma that pushes her to make ultimately one of the biggest decisions she's ever had to make in her life. It just felt like, if you're not going to do things like this, then as an actor, then what are you doing?
Well, Spencer opens in theaters November 5th, firmly placing Stewart right in the middle of award season contention. She is considered by many to be a lock for an Oscar nomination. You can read more on her and the movie, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and much more at EW.com. Now, let's get real and kick off today's picks with number 3, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. This very dramatic season wraps up tonight, well, minus the sure-to-be-intense multi-part reunion, as the ladies return to L.A. following their 2-episode trip to Del Mar. On the finale, Erica heads to dinner with Kyle, Dorit, and Lisa, but the mood, or rather her mood, quickly sours when questions arise. Then, at Crystal's Chinese New Year party, everyone is excited to usher in a change of fortune, but old issues between Lisa and Garcelle threaten to ruin the fun. Namely, Garcelle asking Lisa to reach out to Denise Richards. And in the spirit of the night, Sutton offers a warm gesture to Erica, but gets a cold shoulder in return. Surprise, surprise. Here is a clip from the episode.
If we're going to talk about sweeping under the rug and starting a new year, right. If we can both find a place to do that, I would be very happy. And I don't want to sweep under the rug. I don't want to keep anything under the rug because I'm a little bit of a germaphobe. But I don't want any ill will between us going into this Chinese New Year. I really don't.
Why is everyone so quiet?
I was going to say, anyone got a
note? We're all looking at you to see what you say. What do you say back? Anything at all?
I have nothing to say.
Okay.
I don't need an apology from someone who is ready to condemn me for 6-7 months. It means nothing.
Wow, you can... practically hear the temperature in the room drop. Well, you can see it all go down for yourself on the finale, starting at 8 p.m. tonight on Bravo.
Number two.
Let's get even more real with our number two pick, the new documentary, Fauci. A portrait of America's most unlikely cultural icon, this film follows Dr. Anthony Fauci's long career as a public health leader, which spans 50 years worth of epidemics, including HIV/AIDS, SARS, and Ebola. It also delves into his work during the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as the harassment and threats he's faced over the last year and a half. Here's a bit of the trailer.
When someone attacks, I don't immediately fight back. It's nothing personal, it's strictly business. In 1981, HIV/AIDS was evolving rapidly and frighteningly. There was anger at the response.
We accused Tony of causing those deaths.
Finally, I put myself into their shoes. That's when I started to really reach out.
It was pretty much the first and only time, I think, anybody in government came to us.
That changed everything.
When you got sick, you were gone fast.
It was so frustrating when you're used to fixing things and you're just not really fixing anything.
As you may have guessed, it gets a little intense. With unprecedented access to Dr. Fauci and interviews with his family, friends, and former patients, plus such bold-faced names as Bill Gates and Bono, Fauci is an up-close look at one of our most important public servants. You can stream the documentary on Disney Plus right now.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. A new CSI is coming to CBS tonight. More on that soon. But first, which actor was never a cast member on the original CSI? Lawrence Fishburne, Ted Danson, or John Malkovich? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to watch? We'll be right back.
Also,
knowing the more about gel coat
when the fourth round would
don't you call in the
don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. True crime fans, take note. Buffy and Gossip Girl star Michelle Trachtenberg is hosting a new docuseries on Fox's free streaming service Tubi called Meet Mary Murder, exploring true crimes of married people who killed their spouses. For those who don't like true crime, though, don't worry. Trachtenberg had some lighter recommendations when she answered the question, whatcha watching?
I'm currently watching The Kominsky Method, which is a great insight into Hollywood and what really happens. Mayor of Easttown, because Kate Winslet is everything. And last but never least, Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm. You can latte Larry all day long. Have a great day, everyone. And thank you, and keep on watching.
All right, so maybe Mayor of Easttown isn't lighter, but at least those other two are. You can find Mayor and Curb Your Enthusiasm streaming on HBO Max and The Kominsky Method streaming on Netflix.
Number one.
And now let's head back to Sin City for today's number one pick, CSI Vegas. That's right, the CSI franchise is going back where it all began with this sequel series, featuring the return of both William Peterson as Gil Grissom and Georgia Fox as Sarah Seidel. They'll join a new posse of crime scene investigators, led by Paula Newsom's Maxine Roby, to face down a threat that could release thousands of convicted killers back onto the neon-lit streets. They'll deploy the latest forensic techniques to do what they do best, follow the evidence, in order to preserve and serve justice in Vegas. Here's a preview.
Every case, every defendant that was put away with evidence from our lab has been called into question.
Our life's work is on the line.
You either made an error or you were a party to criminal malfeasance.
What we're really talking about is my lab's reputation.
Welcome to 2021. A whole lot of careful criminals out there.
We do get the occasional moron.
What do we do now?
What we always do, General. Follow the evidence.
Do you think I could persuade you to come back to CSI?
Chills right there. And yes, the series does bring back that iconic theme song along with CSI's two original stars. Fox recently spoke to EW's Lynette Rice to explain how the show's producers brought her back on board.
The first call I got was from Jonathan Lippman. Ironically enough, it's really bizarre because, you know, we ended the run of the show at Universal Studios, and I happened to be at Universal Studios and with some kids, like, doing Harry Potter over and over and over again. And he called out of the blue. And so he had this idea, at least that's, you know, how it came to me. It was coming up on the 20th anniversary of the show. And he said, what do you think about doing like a 10-episode limited series for the 20th anniversary? And, you know, he kind of had me at hello. Yeah. And then we all stayed at home for a year, you know. So obviously that didn't happen because of this pandemic that we're sort of still in the middle of.
Yeah.
And, they, you know, we pushed it and then we pushed it and we pushed it. And then finally this May, it was a go. And it's been really fun. And I kind of thought the story was told. I thought the book was finished.
Well, let's be honest, nothing's ever really finished these days. CSI Vegas opens a new case tonight at 10 on CBS. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which actor was never a cast member on the original CSI? Lawrence Fishburne, Ted Danson, or John Malkovich? Hopefully you didn't need a portal into his head to get this one. The answer is John Malkovich. The actor was, however, considered to replace William Peterson on the show before Fishburne was ultimately cast. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shana Naomi Crockmall.